Hi, my name is Peter Bergström and I am a researcher at the Department of Applied Educational Science at Umeå University. Together with my colleague Eva Morell Olsson, we have written a paper about power and control in the one-to-one computing classroom. And in this paper we have taken a student's perspective on teacher's didactical design. And a didactical design, it is basically the analysis of a lesson. And here we have considered three different types of lessons. And the first cluster of lessons is lessons that is based on a traditional approach to teaching and learning, with students sitting in straight lines, and it is the teacher who owns the speech space, so to say. In the second type of lessons, we have cluster of lessons that is based on some extent of that the students take control of some decisions. And in the third cluster of didactical science, it is the students to a great extent who take decisions of different decisions in the classroom, and they are also more active in the learning, so to say. The student perspective is only limited studied in previous research, and the major of the previous studies focusing on teachers teaching or teachers use of one-to-one computing technology. So that was the motive to examine the student perspective further, because it is not so much research here. We conducted a focus group interview study with students in grade 2, grade 5, grade 7, and grade 8. And we asked two types of questions. And the first theme considered the teacher's teaching methods, and the second theme considered students' approaches to learning. How they should, what they should learn, what content, and how they approached it, so to say. And this considered also their use of one-to-one computing, how it could enhance their learning process. From the empirical material, we could find three empirical themes. And the first theme considered students learning in class. And here we found that the teacher's use of pedagogical plans was and core activities that framed the lessons, so to say, or an area. And these pedagogical plans made the criteria visual for the student, because the plan was a kind of mirror of the curriculum, where the teacher had taken criteria from the curriculum that also become the content for the students. And from the student narratives, they described how these plans worked, but they also described how they worked with the criteria in their evaluation process of their skills, so to say. The second theme considers students learning outside class, and this theme has also a relationship to the first theme, because the pedagogical plans can be addressed as a piecework approach, because the criteria was also related to deadline. So the students had they had to take responsibility to reach the task they should do for reaching the criteria at time. So they had to plan the pace of the activities in some cases, not always, but in some cases. So the pedagogical plans showed tacitly, in a way, teachers' power and control, because this was a document that was based on the teacher decisions, what students that framed the students' learning. But it also a document that distributed some of the power and control to the students, because they had to decide outside schools when to study and how to study. And here we had rather rich descriptions how they organized their learning outside school. The third theme considered classroom assessment, and this theme was constructed from the contrast of the gesture in class of raising one's hand. And here we could see from the students' narratives that when they were asked to raise their hand, the teacher probed individual student skills. But when distribution of power and control was reached, in that case, the teacher used an online response system, go vote, for example, or traffic light. And here the students argue that when the teacher used such an approach in their design, the teacher reached the whole group instead of just individual students. So they claim that it is easier to give their opinion in that way. To sum up, the contribution from this study is that the use of pedagogical plans and criteria is used to maintain teachers' power and control, as well as for students' empowerment through the use of one-to-one computing. And when power and control were distributed to the students, the use of one-to-one computing was an essential component for making students' learning process smoother with regard to when to study and how to study. So this is the basically founding that they discussed it in terms of how their learning process or became smoother through the use of one-to-one computing. Thank you.